Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my precious audience. Welcome back again. Today, we are talking about the important, wonderful topic of the perfect form of worship God desires that we give Him. According to Islam, it is performing religious duties and obligations. Trust me, I studied Islam and the Quran in depth in law school in Egypt, grew up with Muslims in Egypt. We play soccer together, we study together, we work together. I worked as a defense lawyer. Most of my friends were Muslim police officers and DAs and judges. Actually, my wife also was born and raised as a Muslim, graduated from Al-Azhar Islamic University in Egypt, majoring in Islamic study and Arabic language, and she studied Islam in depth. She used to work as an Arabic and Muslim teacher in Egypt. Of course, she would get fired because she doesn't like to teach about Islam. Anyway, our experience is Islam requires of the believers performance of religious duties and obligations as a perfect form of worship to God. These obligations, such as prayer, alms, which is giving money or food to the poor, fasting, pilgrimage, etc. According to genuine biblical Christianity, just performing religious duties is not the perfect form of worship God requires of us, because it is possible for a person to perform all the religious duties and at the same time not have a heart and mind dedicated to God. Performance of religious duties does not necessarily mean that we are surrendering and submitting our lives completely to God. Believers can try to obey God and serve Him out of wrong motives, such as pride, or they are hoping to gain financial reward, etc. Jesus revealed to us in the gospel the perfect form of worship God requires of us when He said the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Jesus taught us that loving God with our whole being is what God desires of us in worshiping Him. Jesus also taught us that if we truly love God, we will express our love through obeying Him. Loving God the way Jesus taught us is the perfect form of worship that God requires that we give Him, because it means giving God our emotions, our will, our goals, and living to please Him every day of our lives. When I was driving to the radio station here to record, I remember that in regard to my relationship with my wife, I certainly will not be happy if she just performs certain things for me, like washing my clothes, cooking my food, cleaning the house. No. Most importantly, and what I really desire that she will give me, is her love. Her love. And then after she loves me, with her heart and with her mind, then whatever she does for me is fine, even if she doesn't do much or anything. Maybe she's not able. All right, now we have two important questions that we need to share with our Muslim friends. One, is it possible for a believer to give God this perfect form of worship? Two, is God worthy to receive such love? In other words, who is this God that asks me to give him my life and love him supremely? Now, we talked about a few things last program. Let me continue by saying, because God, as described in Islam, is empty of subjective love toward believers, Muslim believers cannot feel or experience God's love in their hearts. It's a tragedy. Therefore, no Muslim is able to develop within his or her being feelings of love toward God, especially from all the heart, soul, and mind. My friend, the God whom the Quran describes does not satisfy the thirst and longing of our hearts and souls. It is like a certain woman who loved a man, wanted to marry him, spend the rest of her life with him, and devote herself to him. Unfortunately, this man refused to let her know that he loved her. He never told her, "I love you." He told her, "I cannot promise you that you will be with me for the rest of my life." He refused to marry her, but he bestowed gifts on her when she pleased him and obeyed him as a way to reward her and express his approval to her. He wanted her to be only his servant, his slave. If you were that woman, how would you feel? Would you feel loved? Would your heart be full of love for this man? Likewise, it is impossible for Muslims to give God perfect form of worship, which again is to love God with all their heart, soul, and mind. They are unable to have and to express such a love to God through joyful, willing submission to his commandments. Why? Because the relationship to God is master to slave, master to servant. And this relationship is not conducive to love. Okay? Genuine love cannot come from the heart and the mind of a servant or a slave to his master. Now, the question we will talk about in our next program, is it possible for the Christian believer to wholeheartedly love God? And we will talk about wonderful facts that we can find in the gospel. Let me read to you one of the testimonies I received from Vernon from Virginia. "Hi, Sammy. Just a brief note of great news. I have a Muslim friend I have been sharing with for over 15 years. A few months ago, I gave him a copy of Glad News. After reading it, he called me and said, 'No one can read this book without his eyes being opened.' I spoke to him recently and he told me he has prayed and is now trusting in Christ for his salvation." My Muslim friend, this is what I am hoping and praying that will happen to you. Actually, I am praying that this will happen to any person that never enjoyed God's love in his heart and his soul. I encourage you right now by faith to pray this prayer with me. Because the God of the Bible, God as described in the Bible, manifested his love to you through Jesus' life and words and death on the cross. He paid the penalty for your sins through Christ's death and resurrection. Pray this prayer with me. if you mean it from your heart. God, I heard about your love, but today I know that you loved me enough to sacrifice of yourself for my sake, to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, I believe in you, that you are my Savior, and you died on my behalf, so I don't have to suffer the consequences of everything wrong I done in my life. Jesus, I believe in you. Come into my heart. You are my Savior. Make me a child of God. Thank you, God, for loving me so passionately. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Rest of my audience, remember, we are one family, we are one team, according to God's word, and God wants us to unite in prayer and in our efforts to help multitudes of people, including Muslims, enjoy His love and salvation. If I can help you in any way, contact me. If your church needs a speaker to equip the church to share Jesus effectively with her neighbors and with Muslims, have your pastor contact me. I might be able to speak at your church. God, use us in a powerful way, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, Samy, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.